Okay, so this time I want to share with you not my words, but someone else's. Because I read it and it affected me. And as I went through the comments, other people said how this had affected them over the last couple of years. Because this person wrote this a couple of years ago and is no longer with us anymore. So he writes, I'm only 24 years old, yet I've actually already chosen my last tie. It's the one I will wear on my funeral a few months from now. And he showed a picture of it. It had rubber duckies on it. It was a silly little tie that he thought was appropriate. He said, the cancer diagnosis came too late to give me at least a tenuous hope for a long life. But I realized that the most important thing about death is to ensure that you leave this world a little better than it was before you existed with your contributions. And the way I've lived my life so far, my existence, or more precisely the loss of it, will not matter because I have lived without doing anything impactful. So I'm writing to you for a selfish reason. I want to give meaning to my life by sharing with you what I've realized in these weeks and months since. Number one, don't waste your time on work that you don't enjoy. Patience, passion, and dedication come easily only when you love what you do or find something to love about what you do. Number two, it's stupid to be afraid of others' opinions. Fear weakens and paralyzes you. If you let it, it can grow worse and worse every day until there's nothing left of you but a shell of yourself. Listen to your inner voice and go with it. Some people may call you crazy, but some will think you're a legend. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for the things that happen to you. Limit bad habits and try to lead a healthier life. Find a sport that makes you happy. Most of all, don't procrastinate. Let your life be shaped by the decisions you made, not by the ones you didn't. And appreciate the people around you. Your friends and family and chosen family will always be an infinite source of strength and love. Don't take them for granted. Now you can float through a life created by circumstances, missing day after day, hour after hour, or you can fight for what you believe in and write a great story of your life. And I hope you make the right choice. Leave a mark on this world, have a meaningful life, whatever definition that has for you, and go towards it. The place we are leaving is a beautiful playground where everything is possible, but we're not here forever. Our life is a short spark in this beautiful little planet that flies with incredible speed toward the endless darkness of the unknown. So enjoy your time here with passion. Make it interesting. Make it count. Thank you.
Wow.
So he's gone now, and that's what he wanted from his life, was to pass that word on to you. And I hope it helps you today. I hope it inspires you. Because that's how he was giving his life a little bit of meaning. And you choose what you do that is meaningful to you, that you want to leave on this earth. And it's not making tons of money. And it's not some of the things we think are going to make us happy in the short term. But these long-term things, go towards them and do good.
Okay? Wow. I have no words. I'm just like,
all right,
I got goosebumps.
Okay.